give me a break.
Give me a break. Get fired from your job and eat the Kit Kat bar.
And be happier. You didn't like the job anyway.
Yeah, be happier living under the bridge. You're right.
Exactly. You don't have to worry about bills anymore. They're gone.
And welcome to the Allied Rebels podcast, a show about movies, video games, pop culture, and so much more. I'm Roxy, and joining me today is a very special guest. He is one of my favorite people in the whole world. Everybody give it up for Nico.
It's me. It's Nico.
Yes.
Yeah. Longtime listener, first time caller.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan. What can I say?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
So Nico is the boyfriend that I've been talking about.
Not just one of the boyfriends. The boyfriend.
The boyfriend. Exactly. I'm really excited. It's going to be fun. We are actually going to be making a Halloween candy tier list.
Hell yeah!
And going over our favorite candies as well as the most popular candies and some non-desirable candy, but you know. It's part of the list, so.
Dots.
Three Musketeers, okay? Anyway.
Hey. I mean, I'm not going to say it's top tier, but I'm not going to say it's bottom tier.
Okay.
But we'll save that for the...
So pretty mid, you're saying it's pretty mid.
It's hovering around mid, you know, give or take.
That's fair. All right. But first, I like to start out with a little segment, just touching base on what's going on in our lives, especially since it's your first time around here. What's going on with you, Nico? What's up with you?
Well,
not
I recently...
Not that I would know, you know, but you know.
I know. You know, I am one of your boyfriends, kind of, so you know, it's kind of hard to keep them straight. But,
yeah.
You know, recently I got asked to do this podcast. It's a pretty big deal, you know. I'm not talking about this podcast.
Oh, no. Excuse me.
Yeah, it's one of my other girlfriend's podcasts.
Oh, hell no.
It's called The Allied Empire.
So anyway, that wraps up our show.
But yeah, no, it's just been, we actually went on a trip to Chicago recently, and it was pretty fun.
It was amazing.
You know, the hotel was... It was old.
It was spoopy.
It was spoopy.
Yeah, but I liked it because it has that old-timey vibe to it, you know?
Yeah, so. Yeah. You see The Shining, you see 1408, then, you know, you kind of got the vibes of the hotel right in the middle of downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because what other movie to pop on the TV while we were there, 1408?
Yeah, it was perfect.
And then... it was a good time. A little rainy, but not too much.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. We actually saw 1408 twice there because the first time we were like on our way out, we kind of caught some of it. Then we ended up watching, I think, the same night.
Yeah, it was basically like as soon as I started watching the movie, I feel like that song just comes on in my head. We've only just begun to live. And then, yeah, I start getting flashbacks to John Cusack. But, yeah, no, the Chicago trip was good. And then just been playing some Starfield. It's I was a little wary of it at first because a lot of people have been poo-pooing on it. But it's not bad. It's a Bethesda game. If you like Bethesda games, you like Star... I was going to say Starrim. Pretty much Starrim. You like Fallout. You're going to love all of the messy bugs. You're going to love all of the characters being where they shouldn't be. And
Bethesda's just so quirky like that.
They are. They're very quirky. You know, they're not like other girls. You know, that's Bethesda's thing.
They're like other developers.
Yeah. I'm not like other girls. But I've been playing that. And then my friend and I, we've played this new SCP game. If you know SCP, is spoopy season theme there. I think it stands for Secure, Contain, Protect. First we secure, then we contain, then we protect.
And then you snack.
And then we snack.
some of the
entities snack.
Oh yeah, there you go. Yeah, I've seen you play that. You were walking around showing me, and it looks really cool.
Yeah, no, it's pretty fun. Definitely in early stages, because my friend and I were playing for probably 4 hours on one chapter of it. And the fun part of it is that when you die, you have to start from the beginning again.
Oh, hell yeah. That's amazing.
There's no checkpoint, so that's that's great. That's quirky. I love it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you got some classic SCP legends in there. I think the first one is Peanut.
Mm-hmm.
He's that weird looking giant wooden doll thing with, you know, kind of looks like Mr. Plank from Ed, Edd n Eddy face on it.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I'm thinking of a different one then. But yeah.
Yeah. He stares in another direction and then you have to look at it. Once you look away, it comes closer to you.
Oh, it is the same one I was thinking of. But yeah. I guess I didn't think of him as looking as Plank, but I have to look at it again.
Yeah. I guess that's the first thing that comes to my head. In the game, it looks like that. On the actual website, it looks a little different.
Maybe the face. Because I guess I always think of it as shape. It looks like a dinosaur / chicken, like a giant chicken.
Yeah,
like
it looks
this.
Like a chicken, all head, no caboose.
Yeah.
It's like a reverse chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah. And,
no, but that's awesome. Yeah, that game sounds awesome. So
yeah,
I'll definitely check it out.
I'm excited for when they actually update it and it gets out of early access. And then I think it's going to be a good game.
Nice, nice.
The next thing is Alan Wake 2 just came out.
Yeah.
Huge fan of the first Alan Wake. Big fan of Control. Still have to finish Control. We still have to play through Control.
Yes, I still have to play both of those games. I played a little bit of Control, but we haven't picked it up since the last time we played it. So we're going to jump into Alan Wake, then Control, then Alan Wake 2.
Yeah. It's a very fitting game for the season, the Halloween season. But Alan Wake, it's one of those games where I played it, wasn't expecting much, and it left me with a lasting impression. The story was great. The voice acting was mediocre. The play style of the game is different. I will say that. It's probably not everybody's cup of tea. Some parts can drag, but the overall feel of the game just sticks with you.
Mm-hmm. I think I like it.
I am excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited for us to play, and I'm excited for you to play the first one to tell me that it's aight.
it's aight.
Yeah, it's aight. And then, last thing, finally, watched Event Horizon last night. Maybe you liked it a little less than I did, but consensus is not great. Little overhyped.
Yeah. I never heard about this movie, actually, but then you were telling me about it. Well, I really wanted to like it. And remember the first, 10, 15 minutes, I was like, this is my type of movie. Like, this is my type of horror movie. So I was thinking, it's blowing up. This is like the climax where it's about to ensue, right? No, there was nothing that really happened. And we were over halfway through the movie. There were no deaths yet. It was just like, what are we doing here? And anyway, I really want to do a deep dive in this movie because I really like the premise of it. I had a lot of potential. I liked the cast. So I was just kind of bummed out. It didn't work out how I was thinking, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I knew about the premise before we watched it, and that's kind of the thing that pulled me into it. And I mean, outside of everybody telling me, you need to watch this movie.
Mm-hmm.
It sounded a lot like Doom, the game Doom. I mean, you play the reboot of it. Basically, you're this space marine, this badass space marine that's in charge of keeping the hordes of hell at bay. I think they open up a portal to hell from Mars. So it's a really great concept.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's just a slow burn that leads to a fizzle.
See, I love slow burns as long as there's a payoff at the end.
Yeah. And that's why I am really curious to see what you're going to think of the witch.
The Vivitch.
The Vivitch. Because that is an extremely slow burn. I think it pays off. but I am curious to know what you're going to think of it.
We really need to watch it. I'm serious. Like, we'll have to probably watch it today.
Yeah.
Because I've been wanting to watch that for a while, and I think it's a perfect time for it, so.
Yes. It's a great Halloween movie, great cloudy, not funny, scary movie.
Mm-hmm.
One of the few scary movies that you haven't seen referenced in Scary Movie.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I know, that's where I get most of my references from, us either like Family Guy or Scary Movie, because they did it first. I'm sorry.
They
I
didn't watched... do it first.
Okay, okay,
you
no,
watched
no,
it first.
Right. Okay.
You watched it first. We're watching The Exorcist, and then you see that part where Reagan comes downstairs, and then all you can think about is, shake your ass. Watch yourself. Shake your ass. Show me what you're working with.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with Star Wars. You never saw Star Wars. And the first time you watched Star Wars, all you thought about were all of the Family Guy scenes. And it's not how you're supposed to enjoy the movies.
Okay, but listen, I still like the original stuff. And you're right. I worded it incorrectly. Yeah. Hold on. I worded it incorrectly. I should have said it was my first experience to that, you know? So yeah, but I still got to enjoy the original stuff. So...
yeah, yeah.
Get I just off I the back.
I love those serious scenes where it's supposed to be impactful, and then I just look over and just like.
Okay, I'm sorry. I can't help it. I'm a little crazy.
Yeah.
I still remember the time where we watched
Alien.
I had never seen it.
And you saw the chest popper. And then you just started laughing. This movie that my mom went to see in the theaters, and she had to leave because it was so terrifying. And the reason my brother probably cannot watch horror movies because she was pregnant with him at the time. And you're just looking at this horrific scene like...
Sorry, it was borderline adorable. With his little teeth, he just goes, and his little teeth are just like,
well, and you know, to be fair, if you saw Spaceballs before you saw Alien, you couldn't help but laugh too. That's the problem with watching satire movies before watching the actual thing that they're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You call it a problem. I call it just getting yourself warmed up to it.
Oh, you're priming yourself. Okay.
For the real thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Just to make sure
just
you're never
kidding.
Scared.
Just kidding. But yeah, yeah.
But what's new with you?
Oh, hey, you haven't listened to the show.
I know a thing or two.
I was going to touch upon the trip. It was friggin' awesome. Love riding the train around Chicago. Love taking the train there to Chicago. It's the best.
I mean, finding all the crazy people on the train, too, or all the characters that are on the train that you get to see. Like, what was this time?
Well, this time it was just one dude. We were literally in front of, across the street from Millennium Park,
yeah.
Where the Bean's at. And we're waiting for the bus. We're going to go get some tacos, remember? And this dude, he just walks behind us and he's yelling out the top of his lungs, I hate everybody. I hate everybody. I don't care if you're Mexican, you're Chinese, you're black. I hate everybody.
Man of the people.
Yes.
Does not discriminate.
Exactly.
Does not care. He hates everybody. I'd rather have that.
Yeah, equally. As
yes,
long as
everybody gets equal hate.
But it's just so interesting. Like, everyone's just so used to it, and they just know you just don't engage and you don't look and you just keep on moving. And that's probably the best course of action, to be honest. Like, on the internet, when people are being all like that, like, honestly, just don't engage. Let them shout out to the void. And they're crazy if they do that. So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I had to give everybody props. This dude was literally right in somebody's face,
mm-hmm.
screaming. But, I mean, to be fair, they had AirPods in, so... they're probably listening to some Shania Twain or something while this angry dude was just shouting in their face.
Let's go, girls.
You make me feel like a woman?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I love me some Shania. But no, dude, I get it. I would have been really scared if that was me. But yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, other than that, it was a really great trip. We got to eat some deep dish pizza, some of our favorite from Luminati's. But one of my favorite parts was we went to this awesome arcade, and you go in, you don't have to pay an entry fee. You don't have to pay for any of the games. You can play all of the games for free. And I mean, you just pay for booze and food, basically. And they had really good machines, like had a lot of pinball machines, they had a lot of old school stuff, like we were playing Paperboy, and they had the new Mortal Kombat and the new Street Fighter games. That was so cool. So fun.
Yeah. They had a lot of cool stuff all over the walls. They had a lot of pop culture references. They had the dad from Friday.
Oh, yeah. I had to send that to Leah because she loves that movie. She loves quoting him. So, yeah.
Yep. And, everything was free. You just had to pay for booze, which I can understand that's how they made their money, because basically you get a $10 to $15 beer that comes in, I don't know, a dram. It's basically like
4 ounces
of beer. So you're probably not going to get drunk for cheap there, but I...
Make it enough.
You make it enough.
You pregame.
Yeah, yeah. Which, did they say that you could bring your own stuff there or not?
I would say probably not, but I mean, you just drink before you get there. Take an Uber and you're good.
Yeah, we should have done that.
We should have. It was still a blast, though. But other than that, I also watched, we watched the original Nightmare on Elm Street. I hadn't seen it in forever. You asked me who I thought was creepier, Michael Myers or Freddy. And to me, Freddy, just because he literally kept me up at night. I was terrified. So he's still creepy. He is funny. It was definitely not as scary as it was, as I remember anyway, in my head, you know? But yeah, it's pretty good. And we'll have to watch the rest of them.
Yeah. The one that I think of off the top of my head that a lot of people talked about was Dream Warriors.
Yeah.
I don't remember which Nightmare movie that one was.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the question of who's scary between Freddy and Michael Myers. I don't know how you don't say Freddy.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Michael Myers, he was scary at the time. He's boring as hell now. And I'm probably going to get flack for that, but he just goes around stabbing people. Like, the only difference between him and Ghostface is more real. Yeah. And Michael Myers, they had to put like some kind of, I don't know, hell twist or demonic twist on it, which I understand. I mean, it would explain why he keeps coming back. But basically, you have William Shatner just going on a massacre every movie.
Hell yeah.
Which, you know, now that I'm saying it, it does sound pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I basically convinced myself to watch those movies.
So we're watching that today.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but yeah, I mean, we could totally watch the movies. We're going to be carving some pumpkins. And I was mentioning how I didn't remember the last time I carved a pumpkin, but I've been wanting to for a long time. So Leah isn't able to make it. We were planning on carving pumpkins with her, but she had to go out of town. So it's going to be us, but we're going to be watching some movies and just have some fun.
Yeah, just scooping the guts out of pumpkins.
Yeah, you're the sound effects guy. That's right.
But yeah, I can't even remember last time I carved a pumpkin either. And I don't even remember how to do it. And I do remember the last time that we did carve a pumpkin at my parents' place. They actually cooked the pumpkin seeds. So we had pumpkin seeds afterwards. That was good.
Yeah. Growing up, that's what my mom would do. They'd buy the pumpkins. She would get the seeds and she'd toast them in the oven. They're so good. Whoa. Love pumpkin seeds.
And it smells really good, too.
Mm. I'm hungry now.
Boy.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
But really quick, kind of without thinking about it, but we both made some Halloweenish themed drinks. You have basically a Jack and Coke, kind of. It's a whiskey.
I'm sorry. Scotch and Coke.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Scotch and Coke, but which is still sacrilegious. But yes.
Okay. But you added some candy corn whiskey in there too.
Yes. And to be fair, this is pretty bottom shelf scotch. So yes.
Excuse me, Kirkland's. Hello.
All right. You don't have to say the name of it to get me put on blast, but it's aight. I've had better scotch. I mean, they've won awards. I get it. Probably not for the scotch.
Yeah,
though.
It's Reginald. I only carry Kirkland's.
Yeah, Reginald. I have the scotch and just a drop of water. Yes. Oh, bring out the flavors and the smokiness and the peatiness. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. I can't wait to hear your fancy man voice.
Fancy.
And I made what's called a Florida sunrise, but we call a Florida massacre. Canceled, but anyway, it's lime gin with a little bit of orange juice, some grenadine, and then Fresca.
Yes.
So you can do it with Sprite too, but I like it with Fresca.
It's very refreshing for being called a massacre. It's pretty refreshing. And
it is.
Canceled.
Yeah. Hey, it's in the spirit of Halloween.
Yes. Yes. It's a Florida Michael Myers massacre.
Oh, I like that.
There we go.
You turned it around.
Now we're playing softball. No more hardball.
All right, so let's get down to the nitty gritty of it.
Let's do it.
We're going to be going over our Halloween candy tier list. So according to this website, candystore.com, the most popular Halloween candy bars, they have a list of 10. I was kind of shocked, to be honest, when I saw this.
Are they going in order or are they just saying these are the 10 in no particular order?
They are going in order.
Okay.
So, and this data is from 15 years of sales from 2007 to last year. So, in number 10, they have Snickers. Number 9, they have Hershey Mini Bars. Number 8, they have Candy Corn. Gross.
It's good.
Number 7, they have Hershey Kisses. Number 6 is Starburst. And then number 5, Sour Patch Kids. Followed by number 4, Skittles. Number 3, we have Hot Tamales.
Gross.
Yeah, I will agree with that. Then in the number 2 spot, we have M&M's, which I don't know if that includes all of them or if it's just probably plain or peanut.
Maybe it's just an umbrella term for every M&M's, but I know that
they
a lot of
popular.
Them just serve, I'm saying serve like they're a restaurant. They a lot of the people that hand them out, they do give out the regular ones.
Yeah. Because of the peanut allergy and whatnot.
Yeah.
And the number 1 spot, I'm actually not surprised about this one, about the number 1 spot.
Is it Reese's?
Reese's.
Yep.
You're right. It is. It is one of my favorites for sure. So I agree.
Yeah, it's a candy.
It's a candy. That's really, really good. You're right. I was actually really surprised that it was missing so many candies that I really, like, we both like.
I mean, if you had to contain it into 10... then it seems about right to me.
Okay.
But if you were to expand the top 20 candies, then I probably wouldn't be surprised.
I'm sorry, but listen. The fact that fucking Hot Tamales are above Twix, no. I'm sorry. That's fucked up, first of all. I feel like Twix is superior candy to Hot Tamales.
It is. Okay, now that you say that,
that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
I feel like Hot Tamales shouldn't be in the top 10, and neither should Hershey Kisses, and neither should Hershey Mini Bars, and neither should Candy Corn. No offense.
They all belong there. Not that I agree that they are good, and I wouldn't
put them...
But
I'm talking top 10,
though. Top 10 for everybody. There's a lot of people with bad taste, and a lot of people... It's not necessarily... Yeah. That the kids want these. It's what these people with bad taste are buying to give to the kids.
Ugh,
there's all
people.
Of that filler candy that you always get. And you're like, all right,
it's
another
cheap.
Tootsie Roll.
Yeah.
All right, it's another Hershey Kiss.
See, that ain't right. They need to go off of taste buds. But yeah, that's how
they're going
harder.
Off of what's sold and also probably what's cheapest.
I know. That's what I was thinking. Like, yeah, Hershey, you know, bottom tier. So it's, you know. I feel like there's a lot of popular candy missing from this list, though. Again, I know it goes by what's cheapest and what other people like. I get it. But I feel like Twix is really popular. I feel like Butterfinger should have been there. I feel like Three Musketeers.
Three Musketeers.
No.
Okay. Which one's better? Three Musketeers or Hot Tamales?
Okay, Three Musketeers.
There you go.
Okay, but still...
Exactly.
Peanut butter M&M's, those are one of my favorites.
Been
we up
there. Don't know. It's inconclusive data.
Right.
It could be encompassing all M&M's.
I think Hershey Cookies and Cream should have been up there instead of Hershey, like the plain ones. It's better.
But
it's better.
It's better, but Hershey's plain is the crowd favorite. It's not necessarily because it's the best. It's just the crowd favorite. It's just, you know, that one song that always comes on in a bar and everybody starts singing it. even though you're tired of
just
fucking
a
here.
Small town,
stop,
girl.
Stop. Nope.
Yes, we're doing it.
No.
I did it and it's done.
That was the worst thing working next to a bar. I hear that song and all the bachelorette parties doing karaoke. What is it? R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Find out what it means.
And we are family.
Get up, everybody.
Yeah, no.
Hell yeah.
And they couldn't even get that right. They couldn't even get it right. They would just stumble all over the words.
You know, well, if you're going to make fun of me at a karaoke bar.
Well, you know, if you're going to point out all my flaws because I'm advertising them to the world, well.
Yeah, don't do this.
Don't do it.
Okay, so more candies. Sour Skittles. I mean, I know this is a little bit niche.
It's niche.
But I love Sour Skittles.
You know, I love and appreciate Sour Skittles, but I can also understand why people don't want the feeling like they took a miniature lawnmower to the mouth. Like, it just tears the shit out of your mouth.
Yeah.
But it's worth it.
It's worth it. Okay, so how about we just jump into it? There's, you know, there's more on this list, but let's start with the Reese's, because that one's first.
F.
Oh, hell no.
F.
No, you get out of here.
For fantastic.
Oh, okay. Hey, wait a minute.
No, I meant failure. No.
Okay, get out of here. Anyway, I love Reese's, so I would give them an S or an A, to be honest.
Reese's are fine, but maybe it doesn't matter, but are we talking about peanut butter cups, or are we talking about holiday shapes?
See, my thing is, I love the cups. My favorites right now are the shapes, like the pumpkins or the bats, which we have right now, because to me, the peanut butter chocolate ratio is better on the shapes. I like the chocolate, but to me, it needs to be a little bit thinner, and I think the shapes have the best ratio out of all of them.
Okay.
So, you know, yeah, obviously, if we're going to do Reese's cups and shapes, I'll pick shapes.
But what shape tastes the best?
I personally love the pumpkins and the Easter eggs, but honestly, to me, they all taste the same. But I'd have to pick shapes over cups.
I would pick shapes if I had to choose. If I were to put it in a tier... I would probably say B for below average.
Oh, my heart.
I could go with A.
Okay. That's compromise. Healthy compromise.
A minus?
Okay. That's still an A.
Okay.
I'm okay with that.
All right. All right.
So, next one. Twix.
S.
See, I'd give it an A because it's good, but it's not that good.
You have cookie, you have caramel, you have chocolate. It is an S. It already offers more than a Reese's cup. You have two things
okay,
that highlight a Reese's.
But listen,
peanut butter and
okay,
and but- peanut butter and chocolate. And you also have to factor in whether it's a holiday shape or a shitty cup.
Listen.
And this one comes great standard.
Listen.
It comes in the same tier as fun size or standard size. You get the same stuff. The ratio is the same.
Listen. Reese's only needs two ingredients to be that amazing, and Twix has to have three, okay? So let's just settle down.
It doesn't have to. It just gives it to you because they they know what you want. They know what you want, and they're giving it to you, where Reese's you have to beg Reese's to give them holiday shapes. Can we please get a better... You put it in A.
Hold on, listen.
You put it in A.
Okay, hold on, listen. Can you do an A plus?
Oh, hell no. No. How about this? How about an S minus?
An S minus minus. I can do S minus minus with just an A plus.
All right, makes sense. We'll put it in A.
No, I'm kidding.
I concede.
Are
do
you sure?
A because okay. I wanted Reese's in B.
Okay, I like that. Okay, Three Musketeers.
S rank. Oh. Easily.
Oh, no. See, you gotta be playing with me right there, because there's no way it's an
A. Do you like chocolate mousse?
I like it all right. I have had good chocolate mousse.
There went my argument.
Your mom makes really good chocolate
she
mousse.
She does. And okay, that's what hits me in a sentimental, the aww, sentimental feels with this, because
buddy,
I grew up with chocolate mousse. My mom would make it in these little cups. And me being the little piggy that I am, I would see seven of them in the fridge, and I would be gracious enough to only take five. and leave the rest for everybody else.
Like, you're welcome.
You're welcome. It's not illegal to be an asshole.
It's not. You're right.
I would say this one's probably it's a D tier or a C tier.
Okay.
I'm not going to give it an E or an F because there are things that are way worse than Three Musketeers. It's not something that your heart stops and it starts fluttering when you see it in the candy bag, but you know there could be worse, and it's probably not the last thing you're going to eat.
Yeah. Oh, to me, it'd be ones I'd probably give away. The thing is, with me with Three Musketeers, my mom and my aunt loved them, so they'd buy them all the time. And I had them. I loved them when I was a kid. But growing up, my taste buds, you know, they became more complex as time went on. And now it's just not doing it for me, you know.
They degraded.
That's probably more like it. But I'm okay with D because I was going to do an E. So.
Okay. D.
Okay.
For delicious.
Or disastrous. You know, one of the two. So. Hershey Kisses. What do you think about this?
Hershey Kisses are fine.
F for fine?
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense. The thing is that, like, Hershey Kisses, Hershey bars, and all of the standard no-frills kind of Hershey candies are all going to be in the same group. I don't care if you have it in, like, little tiny shit droplets like the Kisses, or you have it in a flat bar like the Hershey's bar. It's going to be the same thing to me. And I would almost say straight up Hershey Kisses with no frills. Yeah. There are good ones. Like there are
the almond ones.
The almond ones. And then they have the white chocolate and chocolate swirl ones. Mm-hmm. Those are good.
I like those too.
They get crazy with them sometimes and I appreciate them for it. But the standard ones, I would say probably C or D. Because again, they're not the worst thing in the world. They're just not something that's a showstopper.
Same. I probably do D as well because I'll eat them. It's just not my favorite.
You know what? Yeah, I would say D is good, but just another distinction between the Kisses and the bar. The nice thing about the Kisses, because I like to savor everything, they're okay to just kind of let melt in your mouth instead of taking a chomp out of it. But yeah, no, D.
Okay, perfect. I'm good with D too. My mom loved them growing up, so I ate them a lot. I ate a lot of candy growing up. I don't know if you could tell, you know, but
hey,
yeah.
Me too. I'm a candy connoisseur.
Yeah, so I'm a bit of a candy connoisseur.
Yeah, I like my Toblerones in my candy bag.
Oh, fancy. Yes. I'm a bit of a confection connoisseur.
Ooh.
Yeah. So the next one is do Blow Pops. Freaking love Blow Pops.
I do too. The only problem that I always had with Blow Pops.
I know what you're going to say.
They'd cut the shit out of my mouth.
Oh, okay, never mind. I thought you were going to say the gum doesn't last. The flavor doesn't last. Too.
The gum blows. It does.
That's where they got the name.
Exactly. The gum, it was sometimes the most exciting part, sometimes the most shitty part of the sucker. Because, I mean, there's a lot of gum out there like that, though.
True.
And a lot of people get it. And you know that it's going to last 5 seconds. Mm-hmm. But the sucker part around the gum is probably the best. The strawberry flavor is really good, and the grape flavor is really good.
I love that green apple one, too.
Green apple is
good. I honestly love all the flavors. I love watermelon, too. So
yes.
Cherry. I honestly love all of them.
Blue raspberry.
Yes. So to me, I'd be good with an S or an A.
I want to say S, but it does seem a little sacrilegious in my head to have Blow Pops above Twix.
Honestly, we can move Twix up because love Twix.
Okay, you know what? Blow Pop is S because we can actually both agree that it's really good.
Okay, that's fair. Let's do Tootsie Roll next then. And also, that was very...
I'm not even going to joke about it. It's not even fine. That. It's just F for failure. Fail to launch.
Oh my gosh. Okay, that's hilarious. So I used to love Tootsie Rolls. I love the chocolate ones, and I love the face of disgust you just made to me.
No, I'm following because I did the same thing. I grew up with them. My dad always had a surplus of Tootsie Rolls, and I used to love them. And then I realized they were not so great.
Awesome. I like the fruit flavor ones. Did you ever try those?
I was actually going to bring that up. The fruit flavor ones are my favorite. If I were to distinguish the two, Tootsie Roll would probably... Maybe F is a little too harsh for it. It would probably be E, But those fruit flavored ones, I would probably bring those up to a B or an A.
Yeah, I would probably do too. I'd do probably a B or C.
Yeah.
You know, I actually like those. So.
Well, I mean, the nice thing about them is you got vanilla, you got a cherry flavor.
No. See, I can't do vanilla. It was always the fruit ones that I liked.
Well, okay. Vanilla's not fruit, but they had the other variations.
Yes.
But a nice thing to do is if you get a vanilla one, or you get a lime one, or you get a cherry one, you mix them together and you got a cherry cream.
Oh my God. I never thought about doing that.
Yeah.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah. You know, you had to be innovative back in the day.
Man, you are a candy connoisseur.
Confection connoisseur.
Yeah, that's fancy. I like that. Yeah, so we can do an E or an F. I'd be fine with that because I understand the hate for it, to be honest.
I feel like an E is a good place for it. It's not so terrible that I won't eat it. It's just, I will say, it's probably the last thing outside of hot tamales that I will eat in a candy bag. And if I'm not sharing, which I don't because I'm a fat ass.
Get out of here. That's me. All right, let's move on to the next one. It's Baby Ruth Bar.
I just have a soft spot in my heart because Baby Ruth was in The Goonies. I think of Sloth every time I think of Baby Ruth. And also, great classic, Caddyshack.
Oh.
There's a great scene with Baby Ruth in it. And if you've seen Caddyshack, you know. We have to watch that.
Yes, we do. My mom, she loved them. And she gets them all the time for us, too. So I thought they were all right.
Yeah.
To me, honestly, what is the difference between... I know there's a difference, but what's the difference between a Baby Ruth and a Payday bar? Because Payday bar is not even on this list.
Payday is not covered in chocolate.
Oh, that's right. It's just peanuts and the caramel.
Peanut and a nougat center.
Oh, there's a nougat center. That's right.
But I think it's caramel. Nougat and caramel or something.
The outside is like caramel and peanuts. Because I remember...
Well, there's one that doesn't have it covered at all. It's just peanuts on the outside.
No, but you're right.
Oh,
but it's kind of like they're coated in caramel, if that makes sense.
I didn't think they were even coated in caramel. I thought they were just straight up peanuts.
Oh, yeah.
And then they were just...
Right.
They were stuck to...
I'm totally remembering it correctly.
Like a caramel or a nougat center.
You're right. I'm totally remembering it correctly, but yeah.
I mean, I do enjoy a good payday. They are good.
I enjoy a very good payday, too.
I enjoy a good payday of 100 grand.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
What's in Baby Ruth again? I'm trying to remember. I know it's peanuts, chocolate. Is it caramel or is it nougat?
I want to say it's caramel, but I also haven't had it in a long time. Here, let's see. Looking it up, Baby Ruth's has peanuts, caramel, chocolate-covered nougat.
Mm.
And it's covered in chocolate as well, so.
I mean, I like peanuts. I like chocolate. I like nougat. So, to me, it's not special, but I think that it's probably B or C tier.
I could do C if you're good with that.
Yeah, I'm good with C.
Okay. So the next one's candy corn, which to me...
Straight to S.
Oh, I think you mispronounced F, so S. I'll fix that for you.
S.
It's not my favorite. I try it every year.
Well, you don't like the flavor of wax?
I don't, surprisingly, right? I do not. It's just straight up sugar. I get that. Again, as a kid, I just think my taste buds were too complex, you know, for the flavor. It's just like sugar. So,
I mean, so is cotton candy.
Yeah, but there's a texture to cotton candy. Whereas like the candy corn has the wax flavor, like you're biting into a candle that's flavored like sugar. The cotton candy is like, it kind of dissolves. It's an experience, okay?
It is.
It's fluffy and you know, so...
But there are things you can do to elevate candy corn if you're not a huge fan of it, like take a handful of salty peanuts with candy corn, eat them together, instantly elevates it.
It does, but again, it needs a little help.
We have to evaluate it on its own. I get that.
But you're right. I will say that's the closest I've come to liking cotton or candy corn is if you eat it with peanuts. I like it because it's like a sweet and salty thing, and I love that.
Yeah. You know, this year I haven't had any candy corn, and it's not because, well, I think it is because we just haven't really gone out of our way to get it, but I haven't really been itching for it either. I feel like a lot of years I'm itching for candy corn when Halloween comes around.
Mm-hmm.
This year, Not so much. And I keep seeing that you're just dropping it in F. Let me finish. Know, it's not going to stay there. It doesn't live in F.
Okay, I know.
It doesn't live in F. It might not go far above F, but candy corn, it's basically an edible decoration for fall and Halloween. Because candy corn just really falls into the decorations for everything. And my mom even had it. She had this thing in the kitchen. It was a kind of a centerpiece that had candy corn in it.
She still has that.
She still has it. Mm-hmm. And nobody picks from it. It just becomes part of the decoration.
I mean, it's just you.
It, like, she could probably reuse the same thing over and over again every year.
It's
and it will probably
candy,
taste the same.
It's probably the same candy corn from
it probably is. And I won't notice the difference because it is just straight up sugar and wax. But I do like the flavor of candy corn. I will say me in the past would probably say A. Me in the past would probably say B or A. Me now would probably lean more towards C or D.
Okay.
But a little distinction too. If we're talking about the candy pumpkins, those are going straight to A or S.
Okay.
They taste no different. I understand it. But they're the shape of a pumpkin, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, they look cooler, I will say.
You get more.
And when and as a kid, I thought that they looked cooler. Because like, as a kid, I ate candy corn. I liked the shapes. I thought that was really cool. I like the three-colored candy corn shape, or, you know, like the little pumpkins are so cute. And people swear up and down that the pumpkins taste better. I don't think that's true either, because they're literally the same ingredients.
They're the exact same taste.
I think it's
taste.
Just in your mind.
It is.
Like, it's a different shape, and it's Halloween, and it's a pumpkin, so it tastes better. But, yeah.
Yeah, I'm biased towards the pumpkins, but I can realize that they're the exact same thing. It's just a different shape, different color, and one's cooler than the other.
Okay, so I'm going to let you move this one, because I want to see where you think it lands. And
well, now that you've made the mistake of letting me control where to put this one, going straight to S.
Oh, hell no.
All right, down to C. Because it is, taking the taste out of it, it's a holiday staple. And it belongs at least in mid-tier.
Oh, God. No.
It's a holiday staple.
No.
It's a holiday staple.
No, I can't. It hurts.
It's a holiday staple. We're getting candy corn. I'm going to continue this tradition of putting it as a centerpiece on the table, and we will look at the same candy corn for years. And then you'll be saying, you know what? It's a great decoration, so bump it up the list.
You know what? You see, I'm a sucker for that, and you know how to get to me.
Exactly.
So.
Multi-purpose.
Okay. C for candy corn.
C for candy corn.
I only do that because you're right. It's a staple, and you're lucky you're cute. So there we go.
Not that lucky.
All right, fine. You know what? Before I regret this and want to flip over the table, let's move on to Milky Way. What do you think about Milky Ways?
I think they're fine. Milky Way to me is an incomplete Snickers bar.
Yeah, you could definitely say that.
It's pretty much a Snickers bar without the peanuts.
Yeah.
And to be fair, sometimes I'm not in the mood for the peanuts. So I could actually say that I'd prefer a Milky Way over a Snickers and vice versa.
Yeah, I like Milky Ways. I'd be good with like a B or a C.
I'd go with B.
Okay. I do like me the caramel inside, the caramel.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you take a bite of it and always, unless you froze it or something or it's gone bad, it just always...
Get that stretch.
You get that string of caramel when you pull it away from your mouth.
Do you say caramel?
Caramel.
Caramel?
Caramel. I'm a civilized human being. I say caramel.
But don't you see that there's a little A in there after the R, you know?
Do you say athlete or do you say athlete?
Athlete.
You say athlete.
Yeah.
There's an E after the TH.
I know.
But do you pronounce athlete. The E?
Yeah, you do. You do. What do you say?
Athlete.
Yeah, E. You're saying.
You go straight from the TH to the L. You don't stop for the E. Yeah. So,
Moving on.
Exactly.
No, I stand my ground. I say caramel.
It's caramel. We all know it. Let's stop kidding ourselves. Everybody, you know it in your heart. It is caramel.
All right. Let's
stop saying caramel.
Let's agree to disagree.
Okay.
We're good.
We're centered. We're zen.
It's caramel. Anyway.
Exactly. You said it. Caramel.
It's caramel. So Starburst, how are we feeling about Starburst? I like Starburst, actually.
I would say it would be an A or a B if those yellow and orange didn't weigh it down.
Oh, hell no. Get out of here.
And nobody likes the yellow and orange.
Yes, they do. First of all, yes, people do.
Psychopaths.
I love orange flavored stuff. I like lemon flavored stuff. It gives you a break from that very sweetness. It gives you a little bit of tart. So that's why I like interchanging them.
It cuts in there. Yeah. Yes.
So I'll do a yellow, then I'll do a pink, then I'll do an orange, then I do the red. I do that as a pattern.
I could see that. And to be fair, whenever I do have the yellow or the orange, I feel like I have to pair it with one of the red or the pinks because...
But see, you're doing like pink lemonade. You're doing
I don't
like
pink lemonade.
Okay. You're doing strawberry lemonade. Come on.
I don't like strawberry lemonade.
It's so good.
Cherry limeade. I feel like I'm going to have everybody hate me now. Cherry limeade's overrated.
It's so good. You get out of here.
It's not.
Sonic has the best cherry limeade ever. I love it.
The best lemonade in the world is that old country whatever it is that comes in the powder. In the straw thing.
I won't disagree with you because I really like it.
Because it's full of sugar. It cuts the tartness out of it.
Yes.
And that's the reason why it's the best.
It's really good. I will say. It's really, really good.
And it's really, really bad for you. But that's why it's really, really good.
Exactly. We're just talking about good flavors here, okay?
Good flavors.
So Starburst, are you leaning more towards a B or a C?
I'll say B. I'll give it a B.
Okay. I'm happy with that. The next one, I feel like it's going to be a little easier because we're talking about a plain Hershey's bar. You know, whether it's a mini or it's a large one, it's the same thing. As a kid, I loved them. As an adult, not so much. I'm too complex for that. Give me some, like, dark chocolate. Like, yeah.
Yeah, they're a little basic. But think of all the things you can do with a Hershey's bar.
I mean...
S'mores.
True. Okay.
But we are... Okay, we are... Rating it by its own, how it stands on its own 2 feet, I would say it's middle of the pack. I know I said before that Hershey Kisses would probably be above the Hershey's bar, but I'm going to actually say that I think the Hershey's bar is above the Hershey's Kisses because it melts better in my mouth. Now that I'm thinking about it, between the Hershey's Kiss and the Hershey's bar, when you break off one of those squares,
it's thinner.
It is thinner.
Yeah.
And when you break off one of those squares on there, it just hits different. It's the exact same thing, but somehow it hits different.
It is. It's a little complex. There's a lot of, you know, variables, like how thin it is. So it makes sense why it's different.
You have bottom of the barrel chocolate hitting you in different ways in different forms.
Yes. So, I mean, I would have probably said D or E, to be honest. So...
You know what? Let's be fair and put it in the same rank as the Kisses because it's pretty much the same thing.
Okay. Let's do that. Okay. Now this one, for me, it's a little bit higher tier. It's Hershey's Cookies and Cream. I'm a big sucker for white chocolate, so...
I'm a big sucker for white chocolate. When it came to Cookies and Cream, I feel like everybody loves Cookies and Cream. Cookies and Cream, everything. Oreos, all that stuff. To me, they're kind of eh, but... Yeah, I would definitely rate the Cookies and Cream above regular Hershey's. I don't know, maybe a B?
Okay, I was thinking C or B, so yeah. That's a good compromise.
It's a good compromise.
Okay, and then moving on to M&M's. So let's start off with the plain ones.
F.
Gosh, this is going to be a hard one for me because growing up, that was one of my favorites. And the peanut M&M's, those were my favorite. And then I remember after a while, they came out with the peanut butter M&M's, and then those were my favorite, and they're still my favorite of the M&M's. So I could do an F because they're not my favorite.
To me, I feel like if you were going to judge M&M's, you'd have to put them on the same scale or the same tier as Hershey's because that's pretty much what they are. They just have a coating around the outside of them. So maybe they could be elevated because of that candy coating. And the story behind M&M's is kind of cool, too.
Okay, what's the story?
From what I know, my limited knowledge that nobody should repeat, I thought one of the world wars, they created M&M's because it had this hard candy exterior, which made it less likely to melt. And so it was easier to transport and it would hold its shape.
Yeah.
For soldiers.
That makes sense. It's kind of cool. I do remember, wasn't one of their things was it melts in your mouth, not in your hand?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember
Which
that.
Is still kind of bullshit because it kind of does.
It does. It does, but not as
Not as much.
Fast.
Yeah.
So, okay. Okay. And like I said, I do have good fond memories of M&Ms because we used to eat them all the time. So would you do D?
I would do D. I'm sure a lot of people would be upset about that, but I'm fine with D.
Yeah, me too. So let's do the peanut M&Ms next.
I want to know where you want to put those.
I'd be good with a C or D because I do like the peanut M&Ms.
I would almost put them lower than the regular ones.
How dare you?
Almost. Because.
No, they could go with popcorn. Come on now.
No. Yes. The peanut in those M&Ms is the blandest peanut I have ever tasted in my life. There's no salt, no seasoning, no flavor.
All right.
They.
All right, Robert Irving. Calm down.
They taste like packing peanuts. They are just like, they're devoid of any kind of flavor. They just are a placeholder instead of the chocolate. You could be having straight up chocolate, but you have this flavorless peanut in there.
You could be having plain chocolate, but we're going to throw peanut in there to give that peanut flavor.
Give me honey roasted peanut. Could you imagine
An
M&M with a honey roasted really peanut in the center? But instead, you got these peanuts that were probably shipped from other planters' factories because they were defects, and they shipped them off to M&M to Mars or whoever owns M&M.
I'll give you that. That would be amazing if they came out with honey roasted peanut M&Ms. And you're right. I always wish they'd use salted peanuts because that would give a little bit of that sweet and salty.
Yeah.
I still don't hate them. But I do think it would be better if it was a flavored peanut.
To me, the biggest offense is the missed opportunity. It's offensive.
You're so right. You know, it's kind of blowing my mind a little bit, to be honest with you. The honey roasted peanuts. I love honey roasted peanuts.
Exactly. That's what you should have in there.
Oh, can you imagine a Flamin' Hot peanut?
Jesus Christ. I want to, but I don't at the same time. So I feel like that's an assault on my taste buds.
I need to try this now.
I don't need to try it. I will let you try it, and then you can report back to me.
I'll buy a bag of plain M&Ms and just eat it with, you know, some Munchies, Flamin' Hot peanuts, and give that a whirl.
Yeah, you let me know how that goes.
I will. Yeah. I'm excited to try that, actually.
Oh, my God.
What can I say? I'm just different.
You're just so different. You're not like other girls.
No, duh. Okay, again, are you okay with doing either a D?
I'm good with D. Okay. I'm good with D.
Okay, moving on to the top tier of the M&Ms. It's the peanut butter M&M.
I don't disagree. I feel like they are top tier.
I would personally do probably an S or an A. I'm willing to concede and meet you halfway, though.
Since they are the best M&Ms that I've had that I can remember. Well, there were these M&Ms that were the, I think they had the pretzel inside.
Yeah, I thought those were good. Once in a while. Yeah, those are good. I feel like they should have added caramel to those.
They should have.
Yeah, because to me, I like them, but I'm like, it's just too plain. And pretzels are really dry. I wanted some like caramel, something new
right
in there.
But I also feel like they put a little bit of the salt from the pretzel in there.
Yeah.
So you did get a little bit of saltiness with the chocolate. And I was about to say, it's kind of the same thing as the peanut M&M, where, you know, it's just kind of blah. But there's also a crunch to the pretzel that gives it a little extra. And I realize that we're talking about peanut butter M&Ms right now, but I'm going to get back to that in a second. Those pretzel ones were great.
Yeah.
They had Rice Krispie ones or something. Those were okay.
Oh, I never tried those. Oh.
And then my brother told me that they had a peanut butter and jelly M&M.
Oh,
I never tried them.
No,
I wanted to.
Yeah, I would have tried those. That's amazing.
Yeah, I feel like it could have gone great or horribly wrong.
Uh-huh.
But I think it was worth a try. But getting back to peanut butter M&Ms, I would say A.
Okay. I'm a little surprised and I'm really proud of you and thank you. And yeah.
Yes. I do it for you.
Aww.
And because they're good.
They are good. Okay, so Smarties. I'm gonna go ahead and just swing that over to the F. There we go.
Don't do it.
Just kidding.
Don't do it. I know that you and a lot of other people, for whatever reason, just sleep on Smarties.
No. Hold on. Listen. Let's go back a minute because I love Smarties. Growing up, mm-hmm. I loved them. We'd use them to play when we'd play doctor or anything like that. That was the kids' medicine and whatever. So I liked them. I thought they were good. And my favorite thing to do was I'd bite off one of the sides. You know how it's twisted on the side?
Mm-hmm.
I'd bite off one end. And then I'd just like one at a time go up and take one. Kind of like a pest. Like a homemade pest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So.
Which another thing on here. Or not on here. Pez.
Yeah.
Pez, in my opinion, is S tier.
Really?
The candy itself.
Oh,
I don't give a shit about whatever toy you're giving, like whatever like decapitated head you have on top of that stick.
Yeah,
I don't care. Just give me the Pez. You can keep the toy. I love them. I don't know what it is about them, but I love them. And I would just get the packs. They came in packs of Pez that you're supposed to put in your little dispenser, but I would just get the packs.
Okay, hear me out. I've never had Pez candy. Never.
What?
Yeah, I'm serious.
No.
I'm serious.
Okay, after this, we are going to the store and we are getting Pez because that is fucking terrible.
And if I did have it, I have no recollection of it. Absolutely zero recollection of it. I do remember we had the toy, but I don't remember ever having candy in it.
Yeah, I can see that.
So I might have eaten it. I just don't remember what it tastes like.
I can see that. There were a lot of people that would just... I remember when I was a kid, I would find those Pez dispenser things all over the place.
Yeah.
Without candy in them.
Just randomly appear.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I always want to buy one, but I'm like, I'd rather get this other thing or whatever. But okay, so what do they taste like?
Amazing. With a side of awesome.
How about we leave some of the bias out of it?
All right. They taste... It's kind of hard because they taste like a... In my opinion, they taste like a more full-flavored Smartie. Like they... Smarties kind of... There's a texture to them. Mm-hmm. There is a flavor, but it's kind of a light flavor to the Smarties.
You just made a case that the Smarties do belong in F because they don't have flavor.
They have flavor. It's subtle. The Pez is more of a pow right in the kisser. The Smarties is like,
to the moon.
We're gonna leave you one more. You're gonna want more. And you know what? Congratulations. Everybody else hates us, so you're guaranteed to get more. That's how it always goes. Everybody always gave me their Smarties.
Everybody gets one.
Yeah.
Okay. So that being said, though, I did like them. Mm-hmm. I think they're okay. So what do you think in terms of this?
I would say A. Smarties is A.
That's pretty high.
It's pretty right.
I could do a B+.
I will give you B+.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I will give you B+. I understand that they're not everybody's top tier favorite.
Uh-huh.
Even if everybody's crazy. But
you're right. Everybody's strong.
It's everybody else's problem, not mine.
I like that. So Kit Kat bars, what are we thinking?
Oh, oh, it is S. S. I don't give a shit how they are wafers with chocolate on them. I get how boring the concept is of a Kit Kat, but I, whatever reason, I love Kit Kats. Okay. I love them.
Listen, I love Kit Kats too as a kid. And I think now they're just okay. Like, to me, I'd probably put them in C or D just because they're okay. It's kind of like you're saying, like, I need a little layer of caramel. Can they do a drizzle on top or something? Can they do some Nutella in there? Like, just something in there.
They could. Well, here's the thing, too, is that when it comes to Kit Kat, I don't know who came up with Kit Kat. I don't know if it was a U.S. property or if it's, like, a European thing, but... The Japanese have it best with Kit Kat. Yeah. All of those flavors that they have with Kit Kat, I see them at, you know, whatever nerd store there is.
Or at, like, World Market.
World Market.
They have, like, these matcha flavored or, like, strawberry flavored. And, like, yes. I'm like, see, I like that.
They give it a pizzazz.
Okay, but I will say Kit Kat in the U.S. anyway has been trying. They came out with a churro flavor.
Which was good.
They have a white chocolate, which I really love.
Which is good.
So, okay. That's bringing it up.
because Kit Kat keeps, they keep doing different things. That's another thing with Kit Kat. They keep doing different things every year.
And it works.
And a lot of the other ones, they don't do anything.
Yeah.
Hershey's bar. Okay, maybe that's a bad example because they do have Hershey's cookies and cream. They have other kinds of...
Symphony bar's technically a Hershey's bar with toffee, and those are so good.
Those are amazing.
Yeah, they are.
But Kit Kat, there's so many different types of flavors that they've done with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such a worldly treat. You eat it because you are a cultured person.
I feel like I need to be hearing that one song.
See, that's the type of music that should be filling your head when you take a bite of Kit Kat. And you know what? What other candy company endorses you taking a break out of your day to enjoy some candy? Give me a break, please.
Give me a break.
An F, give me a break. A C,
I love that.
Give me a break. It's an S.
Okay, hold up.
Give me a break.
Give me a break. Get fired from your job and eat the Kit Kat bar.
And be happier. You didn't like the job anyway.
Yeah, be happier living under the bridge. You're right.
Exactly. You don't have to worry about bills anymore. They're gone.
Yeah, and just start selling like everything you own just so you can get another Kit Kat bar so you can get that hit, you know?
Hey, they're cheap. And you know what? You gotta love Halloween because everybody has them. It's one of the top tier of the candies from that list.
You're right. Okay. So
maybe an A.
I can concede and do A.
Or B. Which one are you comfortable with?
I can do A because I do like them and I love the white chocolate version of them. Mm-hmm. So
you know what they should do with those? Since they are wafers on the inside, you remember those wafer things that you got, like the Neapolitan wafers? They should do like strawberry. ones on the inside. Ooh, or you know,
like
if you're
white
a psycho
chocolate and strawberry,
yeah, or psycho, you do chocolate and the chocolate wafer on the inside. That's too much chocolate, but people but have their preferences.
You could do white chocolate on the outside for
those. Gosh. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Mars and Company, whoever you are, we need to hit them up.
Hit me up.
I've got some ideas. Watch them come out with that in a year. And it wasn't probably because they heard it from us, but just because they were also on the same wavelength.
They're going to receive a letter from us.
Dear Mr. Mars.
I am a white male.
I'm expecting a paycheck here soon.
Exactly. I'm entitled to it.
All right. And I will say, hold on, really quick, I will say, I feel like we should have been more generous with like the Twix and everything because we're halfway done and nothing else is an S. And I'm looking at the list and I was like, honestly,
Blow Pop is the only thing in S tier, and that is blowing my mind right now.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'll tell you what.
I'll tell you what, man.
You put Reese's in S, and we'd put Twix in S as well.
I'm fine with that.
Okay.
So we're moving those along because it's so true. Like, I do love Reese's, and I love Twix, and I think that we should have done that. I think it's just, like, I'm trying to be careful and not be, like, super lenient about, or, you
top
know.
Top heavy yes. on the tier list.
Oh, yeah, you know, top heavy, I can't help. But, you know, like, I'm trying I'm trying to be not too biased about it, but it's hard.
And I just feel so bad about putting stuff in F.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm looking at the rest of the stuff that we have to rate.
Uh-huh.
Well, maybe there is something I can put in F. But I know that we won't both think that it should be an F.
Uh-huh.
To be fair, there have been things in here that one of us should
have wanted an F. Candy corn.
We've just compromised.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so we made a little revision. Reese's and Twix are an S because that's where they belong. And fuck it. I mean, even Kit Kat belongs up there, to be honest with you.
It does. Kit Kat belongs in S.
Fuck it. We're doing that because it's true. I do love it. The more I think about it, I loved it as a kid. I still like it now.
While we're doing that, A is looking a little barren, so let's bump up Smarties.
You know, Smarties.
Just saying,
can
you know,
stay
we're
there.
trying to keep a spread here. We don't want something too concentrated.
I think Smarties is pretty good in a B.
It's not over yet, but we'll
it's
see.
It's not over yet. Hey, I'm happy making revisions as we move along. So, okay. You know, hey, it could happen.
I mean,
it won't, but
I'm fine with Tootsie Roll being towards the bottom of the list. So I'm happy with that side of the list.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so moving on to one of your favorite candy bars.
Transcends all other candies. It is God tier candy. It's Super Saiyan God tier.
It's over 9,000.
It's over 9,000.
It is the Heath bar.
The Heath bar is for all of you scholars out there. All of you people that enjoy something a little more sophisticated and refined. Heath bar. And if you're not wanting to look like you are too full of yourself, you could always go with a Score bar, which is the
pretty much the exact same thing. Sounds even fancier.
It sounds fancier, but when you look at the packaging, it looks like something still straight out of the 70s or 60s. The packaging has not changed. I mean, to be fair, Heath hasn't really changed that much either, but there's something about Score bar. It's like, to me, it's the same thing as, although we're talking about totally different tiers here. It's like if you're talking about a Mr. Crunch bar, or not a Mr. Crunch, a Crunch bar, or a Mr. Crackle,
or a crackle bar. It's Mr. Goodman you're thinking of, but yeah, Crackle.
Which one is Mr. Goodman?
Mr. Goodman is basically, it's just a Hershey's bar with some peanuts. So it's a peanut butter M&M in a bar form.
Oh, okay. Well,
because it's the same plain peanuts, like no salt. And that's why
I love them, but I just don't. Yeah.
They're watching out for your sodium, man. Calm down.
They're watching out for your sodium. The candy companies are doing you a favor for watching out for your sodium levels.
Hey, look, they're attacking your sugar levels. They're trying to take care of you in that way, okay? We're going to fuck with your sugar levels, but you know what? Sodium, we got you, fam.
It is. It's a tightrope walk, okay? It's a balancing act.
It's one or the other, man.
Yeah. They're definitely leaning more on one side and somehow not falling off that tightrope.
You pick your diamonds. Yeah. So Heath bar, I really like them. I'd be good with an S or an A.
You know what I want.
I know you want like an S++++.
If we could just break the ceiling of this chart, it would definitely do it.
We're gonna do S because I think it's superior.
I'm happy.
All right. And moving on, we're going to do Laffy Taffy. And on here, I have the banana flavored taffy. And I did that on purpose because Nico loves banana Laffy Taffy.
It's amazing. It's one of the best candy flavors you can ever have, which is why, for some reason, it's always the one that when everybody has all the candy, there's just always banana ones left behind for some reason, because it's not terrible at all.
It's not. It's funny because as a kid, I loved it. To me, it's just a nostalgia thing now because, yeah, I understand why it's not the best. Artificial banana flavor is, something else. But it encompasses all the flavors. We're just talking about the candy itself. So I love Laffy Taffy.
I love it too. I hate what it does to my teeth and I hate how my teeth feel afterwards.
Right. It does feel like it's...
But that's taffy.
Every bite I'm taking, my molar comes off and then
exactly.
I chew down and it goes back in.
Yes.
aside from the feeling, I think it tastes very, very delicious.
It's
scrumptious.
Very delicious. Taffy in general, I love saltwater taffy. So
yeah.
I would be happy in A or S. I think maybe A.
I agree with that.
It's not... You know, with the rest of the gods on this one, but, you know.
It's pretty good.
Speaking of S tier, we're coming up to the other one.
Which one are you talking about?
100 grand. Oh.
See, I haven't had 100 grand in forever.
I don't know if I ever have.
I'm sure I have. I just don't remember what it is. So what is it, if you can explain to the peasants?
Well... I do also feel ashamed because it has been a long time since I've had a 100 grand bar. But the way I remember it is chocolate, Rice Krispies, and caramel.
So a crackle bar, a crunch bar, basically.
Does crunch or crackle have caramel? Lots and lots of caramel, gooey caramel?
No, but it's the same thing.
It's not the same thing. It's not at all. It's amazing.
Okay. So let's say you take a Crunch bar, which you absolutely loathe, and you take a Milky Way, which you like, and you combine them together, you pretty much get a 100 grand bar.
You said a Crunch bar and a what bar?
A Milky Way.
Yeah. And do you not like Rice Krispies?
I do.
Okay. So we found out the problem with the Crunch Bar is because I don't know what kind of chocolate they use with Crunch.
I really don't.
I don't believe it. it's supposed to be.
Right. I think it's not. I think it's Nestle.
Or what? I think it might be.
Mars is, Hershey's is Mars, I believe. So there's,
For there's some reason, every Crunch Bar that I ever see nowadays, it has that white discoloration on it. It always looks old. Somebody punctured
the... It probably is. People stopped buying it after 1994. So exactly. You're right.
Exactly. You're right. Nobody's buying it. So that's why it's all fucking old.
I'm not arguing that it's terrible because I agree.
The problems with the Crunch Bar is that it's shitty chocolate and just Rice Krispies.
Yes.
But 100 Grand found a way to elevate that to another level with a lot of caramel, better chocolate, and Rice Krispies.
Okay, okay. You're right, you're right.
And it's amazing. It's worth 100 grand.
Oh, hence the name.
Yes.
But it's not worth 1,000 grand. So, anyway. Boy, no. Or, I didn't mean 100, but more than 1,000.
So, you said that you haven't had 100 grand in a long time.
Right. I probably had it as a kid, like the mini ones. I've only ever had the mini ones.
Mm-hmm. You know, now that I think about it, I don't think I've had a full-size 100 grand since I was a little kid, too. Like, that's the only time I ever actually see 100 grand bars is when Halloween rolls around and they come in the fun-size things. I don't really see them in the full-size.
You'll see them. I've seen them before at the store.
Oh, maybe I just don't even notice them.
Yeah, I just think we don't pay attention that much to the candy bar section, but they do. They've seen them. I just, like, never gravitate towards them.
So. Yeah. Well, what do you think 100 grand should be?
I mean, knowing what it is about, I would probably do either an A or B. So,
personally, I would say A.
Okay.
Because I have a big fondness towards 100 grands, especially as a kid.
Okay. Well, let's do that. How about that?
How about that?
How about that? All right, moving on to another one of your favorites, the Dots candy.
Speaking of taking your molars out.
Yeah. Don't you want to go to the dentist again? It's fun. Dots. It's a nostalgia thing for me as a kid. I loved the colors. I thought they were fun. Yes. I'd always sit there and squish them between my fingers. Are they the best? No, absolutely not. But I like gummy candy. I think Dots are definitely low tier.
They are. Yeah, I love the look of them. And whenever I see them, I immediately think of Candyland. It's one of those big things from Candyland. And it just, it looks like it should taste better to me. And every time I had Dots, which I think the last time I had them was at the movie theater, it was pretty meh. It wasn't great. And the bad thing about Dots is that if it's a silent movie, everybody can hear you chewing them. Everybody. Because you are struggling to get your jaw up and down because it's basically like glue.
It is.
To your teeth.
It is. It really is.
But I would say probably, I wouldn't say F, because the real F candy is coming up.
Uh-huh.
Which I will feel no remorse about putting it there. Okay. Dots, I would say, is good in E.
I definitely agree. So, moving on to Sweet Tarts.
Sweet Tarts S.
Okay.
S for Sweet Tarts.
Okay, hold on, listen. I do like Sweet Tarts. This is one of those where, like, I like certain versions of them better.
Yeah.
But as a kid, I loved the Sweet Tarts. And I remember they used to come in the paper wrapper.
Yeah.
And it'd come like, I think it was like one or two in per little packet thingy.
Oh, for Halloween, like the fun size ones? Yeah.
I loved those. I do remember. So I'd be good with, I would probably do an A or B, to be honest.
I can agree with A or B. I would say A. To me, they're a little bit better version of Smarties. Although Smarties, I feel like, don't tear my mouth up as much as Sweet Tarts.
Yeah, they don't. They don't have that tartness.
I just have a fondness for Sweet Tarts because I remember when I was a kid and we went to movies a lot, I would always get Sweet Tarts. And at the movie theater, sometimes you'd get the roll of them, but a lot of times you'd get the box. They'd come in a box. And
I see them more in a box now.
Yeah. But fondness for Sweet Tarts, so I'm happy with A.
Okay, I'm good with A. Okay, so what are we thinking for Milk Duds?
Milk Duds, I want to like them more than I do.
Same. I was going to say that. I think when I was younger, I really liked them.
Yeah.
But it's the whole thing, we're going back with the dots with, like, I feel like my molars are coming out every time I chew them.
That's the biggest problem with me.
The chocolate, I don't know. It's probably Hershey's. And I don't know, the caramel's just too hard. I wish it was a little softer, I guess.
Yeah.
It has no reason to be, like, the way it is, like, rock hard, in my opinion. So I just think, they're a bit of a dud, if you will.
So maybe D for dud? Or are you thinking E for dud?
I was going to give it an E or an F, so I can do an E.
How about E?
Okay, let's do an E. Ooh, so what about Tootsie Pops?
It really depends on the flavor. I mean, if we want to go deeper into this, there is a tier list for the actual flavors of Tootsie Pop.
Uh-huh.
You have chocolate flavor, which to me definitely belongs in F tier, because you already have a chocolate Tootsie in the center of it. And I get it. There are people that love the chocolate flavor. Yes. As a sucker, I get it. To me, they are a really weird breed. But chocolate is not a sucker flavor for me. It's not.
I get that. I feel like I had one, when was it? Not too long ago. I was like, it's okay. It's not my favorite. And I would never select it out of a bag of Tootsie Pops. And I remember when we'd buy them to give out candy, the chocolate ones were always the last ones.
Yeah.
But I personally feel like the cherry and the raspberry are my favorites. And then I love orange too.
Orange was a step above chocolate in my opinion. But Oil. I would agree also with the cherry and the raspberry. But later on the scene came the new champion of the Tootsie Pop realm was the pomegranate flavor. The
yes.
pomegranate Tootsie Pop is the best is. Thing. It's the best flavor of all of the Tootsie Pops.
You're right. It is my favorite flavor of them too. So I do like them, but I do get this whole thing you're talking about. I'd probably do a B or a C.
Would I'm good with
be
B.
Happy? Okay. Awesome. I do like them. And I try really hard not to buy into candy, but it's hard for me. You know this about me.
Yeah.
So I don't know how many licks it takes to get to the center, but you know.
Well, I mean, depends it's on how three. Dedicated you are.
It's a one, it's a two, three. It's a three.
It's a three.
Yeah. Oh, the next one is Butterfinger. What do you think about that?
To me, easily S or A.
I agree. I love Butterfinger. I was obsessed mm-hmm. with Butterfingers
Same.
When I was younger. I always thought about the Simpsons commercials.
Mm-hmm.
I love those. They're so fun. It has a good texture to it.
It does.
It's just such a good flavor. Oh, I it want does. One so
and,
bad.
You know, if you're talking about peanut butter candies and you're comparing Reese's and Butterfinger, there's something about the Butterfinger peanut butter that just tastes so much better to me than Reese's. I don't know what
That's
it is.
Fair.
It's got a crunch to it.
I don't know. It's a little, I don't want to say lighter, but maybe like it's
yeah.
more buttery too.
Yes.
I feel like.
Yeah.
So
I think that's the reason why I like
it. It's very good. So I'm good with S because I love them. So I want one now so bad. Ooh, the next one. I think this is the one we're talking about.
Yeah.
It's going to be an F tier. It's hot tamales.
Not,
there's not even a discussion necessary.
No.
It's just like, if you like these, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah,
for real.
Get checked out.
Like,
there's something wrong.
It's not the 1950s anymore. Let's you know,
yeah.
let's expand our taste buds
yeah.
a little bit.
I mean, I don't care. You know, it's you keep saying that they're great. They're a staple, whatever. Some like, traditions, they're meant to be left behind.
I mean, I will say one thing. If you grew up on those and you really love hot tamales, whatever, you probably could have aced the cinnamon challenge because that's pretty much what it feels like.
Yep.
Just, it's kind of like you're choking down a dot with a bunch of cinnamon. So
exactly. It's just like
not,
the fireballs. Why would
not,
you want a fireball?
Yeah. Oh, God. I remember those.
My
too.
Mom loves hot tamales, loves fireballs.
Ugh.
And I feel like sometimes she got them because I would sneak around and I would steal candy from other people, but she knew guaranteed I would not touch it. I wouldn't touch the hot tamales or the fireballs. Because at a certain point, they're not candy to me. They're not enjoyable.
They're
Why
not.
Would I get a hot tamale when I can just get Ike and Mike? Or Mike and Ike, whatever
yeah,
they are.
Yeah, Mike and Ikes. Yeah. Oh, I do like those, by the way. They're not on the list, but they're actually really good. Yeah. I think I'm sorry. It's like a boomer candy to me.
Yeah.
So, definitely an F.
F. Sorry, not sorry.
Nope, not sorry. Next one, Skittles.
I would say C for me. I know a lot of people love Skittles. the original Skittles flavor is okay.
Yeah, I did have some last night when we were watching a movie because we went to our favorite breakfast joint and they're giving out candy for kids. And we're regulars now. So, you know, I feel fancy about that. But
we're somebody.
Yeah, we're somebody now. And we are because they gave us a lot of candy. So, but anyway, I mean, I think they're good movie candy where you just pop it in your mouth. You get, you know, some flavors in there and stuff. So yeah. I'm okay with C, actually, because I don't hate them.
Yeah.
I like them, but they're not a favorite of mine. So.
Same. They're okay.
But the next one, Sour Skittles.
Those, I would say, probably A.
I agree. We just like sour candy around
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I love sour candy.
So
we get the Sour Skittles, Sour Haribo,
the Haribo
gummy bears.
Oh, yeah. They're a staple. I mean, they're a little sweeter, but they're still really good.
Yes.
Sour Skittles. Like, my mouth is watering right now. Thinking about it, and it feels already raw a little bit.
Yeah.
But,
because sour, whatever they put on the top of those things,
it's straight up
acid. It's sandpaper. You put a bunch of those in your mouth, you are going to scrape off the top layer of everything in your mouth.
It's kind of like drinking or biting on acid a little bit because my teeth hurt, like everything just hurts, but it's so good.
Yeah.
I think that's the kind of pain and pleasure Hellraiser was talking about when it's talking about.
Exactly. Sour Skittles.
Yeah. Pain and pleasure.
Exactly. And everybody can agree with it.
I agree. Oh, the next one's Airheads. I like Airheads.
I actually like Airheads.
Yeah, they remind me of Halloween for sure. Because I always remember the little single ones in there. I don't think I've ever had a full-size version of it.
Oh, I did.
I know you did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I think they're good.
They're good. I love them. To me, honestly, I would probably say Airheads are better than Laffy Taffy in my book. They kind of fit in the same family to me, but they taste better than Laffy Taffy to me. And I love the mystery flavor. I don't know what it's supposed to be, but it's still a thing. And nobody's cracked the mystery code as far as I know.
I think it's all the flavors combined. That's what I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't think
that would make
right,
sense.
But that's what I think.
So... I think A.
Yeah, I'm good with A too. I like them. And then the next one is Snickers. This one's going to be, I think, controversial.
What do you think for Snickers?
I would give it an S or an A because I really like them. Again, it's another one I grew up eating a lot of. It has a little bit of everything. I like peanuts. I like the caramel, chocolate, nougat. I don't know how you feel about it. 100. I think it's not your favorite. I know you've said that, but
I think as a kid, I wasn't a huge fan of Snickers, but I've kind of come to appreciate them more over the years. And I think I would be happy with an A rank for them.
Okay.
I think that they got a lot of good stuff in them. Sometimes I could go without the peanuts, but sometimes I do want the peanuts in there. And the nice thing is I got an option if I don't want the peanuts.
I'm just going to milk away.
Exactly.
That's awesome. Oh, the next is Whoppers. I love Whoppers.
I used to love Whoppers, and I do not like them anymore.
So
I hate
weird.
Them.
You're and, so weird.
No, Easter always filled with, like, Easter baskets full of candy always have Whoppers in them. And the shitty thing is, they all are shaped like eggs. So you could either get a Whopper egg or a chocolate egg.
Or
a peanut butter egg or a caramel-filled egg. I was always hoping for anything but Whopper, and it would always be a fucking Whopper.
Hey, that's manifestation right there, baby. You were attracting what you didn't want.
Exactly. And I think that I used to like Whoppers, but the Easter experience just kind of ruined them for me, and I can't do too many of them. I don't hate them, but they're...
Definitely not.
Yeah, they're not top tier.
So how would you feel about C or D?
I'm good with a D for me.
Okay. I'm okay with that. I do like them a lot, but I understand that. And the thing is, I think you're right about, for me, I love them, but I can only have a certain amount.
Yeah.
And then once I hit that amount, I'm like, okay, I'm done.
But maybe that's the best thing for candy.
It probably is. It probably is. So is this an S tier?
Maybe, no. Maybe it is. No, it's saving ourselves from ourselves.
It's a pretty interesting mechanism built into the Whoppers, but just kind of, it's a good amount. And then there's like, okay, we're done.
Yeah.
You know? So, okay. So it's going to be a D. Oh, the next one's Nerds.
Nerds, I love them. I would probably say S tier for me.
I like nerds. As a kid, I was obsessed with them. All the variations too. They have like nerds ropes. They have nerds clusters. I love the clusters, by the way. That being said, I haven't had nerds, like just plain nerds, in a very long time, but they're pretty good. I love just dumping the whole bunch in your palm and just sticking that whole thing in your mouth.
Or, you know, like as my brother told me, you just don't get your hand all dirty. Just open the box and pour it into your mouth. Yeah. Don't be an animal. And I started doing that, but no, they're great. I feel like I see nerds more as maybe a single or a double color box. Mm-hmm. I see, you know, maybe the pink and purple ones or some other colors. I remember when they used to come in a box that had all of them mixed together. Mm-hmm. And if the nice thing is, if I didn't like yellow, I didn't like orange, I would hardly be able to taste them because they're with everything else. Mm-hmm. But yeah, nerds are great. They had a lot of different variations that all in my book were hits. And you also have those kind of nerd shakes. Or that, what is that nerd one from Sonic or whatever it is? I think it's a nerd slushy.
Oh, I think it's slushy, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Like I said, I love the clusters ones. They're so good. Oh my gosh. I'm obsessed with those.
What do you think with this one?
I would give it an S or an A. I'd be fine with an S because I do like them. I do like the clusters a lot.
Okay. Let's go with S.
Okay. The next is Jolly Ranchers. How are you feeling about Jolly Ranchers?
They're okay.
Oh, hell no.
It depends on the flavor. It's another one of those classic cases. It depends on the flavor.
Oh, I love all the flavors. The watermelon. Oh,
they're good.
Cherry. Oh, sour apple. Oh, so good.
One of the best hard candies out there. I will say that. They are one of the best hard candies. And I do remember, I don't know if they still do it, but they used to do it for the Halloween candy where it was like this slab of a Jolly Rancher. It wasn't one of those smaller sized ones where you just untwist the ends and you pop it out. But this one came as a flat one. Came in like maybe a rectangular shape.
Oh, I remember that.
And then you could peel it back and then you could just suck on the end of it or something like that.
Yeah. Oh, no, but I don't remember
that. That was good.
I love them. And I love the suckers. See, the suckers I remember a lot. The Jolly Rancher suckers.
Mm,
no.
I don't. Oh, were those the ones that came in the square shape?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. I remember those. So...
That was my jam right there in middle school, I think. High school. Oh, my God.
I almost died with one of those.
Oh, no.
Well, it wasn't the sucker, but it was pretty much the same thing, except you didn't have a stick. It was still that giant square. And then I stuck one in my mouth.
Oh.
And I remember it was in my old neighborhood, and I was hanging out with a friend. And I don't know, somehow I swallowed it without wanting to, and it got stuck, and I couldn't breathe.
That's because they stopped making them.
It might have been. There are probably a few kids out there that, they're not enjoying any candy right now.
Oh, no.
But,
spooky time.
Spooky time.
Yeah.
But I think that they're good. I would say, since they are probably the best hard candy out there, I would say either B or A.
Okay. I'm good with an A if you are. Because I do love me some Jolly Ranchers. They're some of my favorite. So, And then our final candy that we have on this list is Twizzlers.
That's an F for me, dog.
So I like Twizzlers, a popular opinion, but I think red vines are a little bit better.
Somehow it's not that unpopular, which I am baffled by
because
I hate red vines.
They're good. I'm sorry, but I think they have a better flavor. And look how they're hollow on the inside. You can use it as a straw if you want to be cute like that. But Twizzlers, the thing is, I do understand the hate on red vines. I get it. I do. But that being said, I do like Twizzlers. They also have a lot of varieties. I really like the one that it was like ropes twisted on each other and the twisters shape.
I remember that. You could unravel them.
If you want. It's a lot of work, but I think they're good. I'd be fine. I was thinking more D or E as the lowest possible.
You know, I could get on board with that. I think that I would say I'm okay with D because there are different flavors of Twizzlers. And I do like they have Twizzler nibs, which are basically cut up Twizzlers.
Yeah.
For some reason, they're the same thing, but I like them more. And they're not as nasty as red vines. Red vines, you have to use them as a straw to enjoy them fully, I guess. But to me, they are stale Twizzlers. That's exactly what you're a red tripping, vine holy. Tastes like. And my brother loves red vines, and I don't get it.
Because they're good.
There
That's
is
why.
Something wrong.
No, yeah. They're good. Okay, so you know what candy I just thought about right now? That's not on any of the lists that you're going to shit your pants about right now?
Fun dip. Oh my god. Oh my god. How do we miss Fun Dip?
I don't know, but I know. I was just thinking about that because we both love Fun Dip. Fun Dip is S tier.
Fun Dip is S tier 100%. Yeah. It is straight up sugar. That's all it is. There is no candy coating it at all.
No.
Or sugar coating it.
Yeah.
But it is straight up sugar. You're dipping a sugar stick into sugar powder and it is amazing.
It is. It is. You know, another one that I was just thinking about too, Pop Rocks. I love Pop Rocks.
I like Pop Rocks.
They're so fun.
Yeah.
I mean, if I were to rate them, I'd probably give them an S or an A too, because there's a lot of nostalgia for me with those.
Yeah, I would give Pop Rocks an A.
I'd be good with that. Oh, but really quick, they also came up with a list of the 10 worst candies ever, which I agree a lot with these. They have, in no particular order, but they have Circus Peanuts. Do you remember those?
I remember them. I remember seeing them a lot in gas stations whenever I'd go in there, and they'd have the, you know, the gas station original flavors in those bags that are hanging up. They always looked unappealing from what people said. They tasted unappealing. So they seemed like they were definitely a staple of a bygone era.
Oh, for sure. I know I've had them. It's been so long, but to me, it was like a marshmallow with no flavor.
So it was just a harder marshmallow.
In the shape of a peanut. Yeah, basically.
Okay. Already out.
Yeah. Same. Candy corn's on the list of worst candies ever.
I can get it. I understand it. I understand the hate for candy corn because even me just explaining it earlier.
Yeah. You almost explained yourself out of it. You're like, you know what? Yeah, give it a next.
I can explain myself out of it. You know what? That's the beauty. I'm self-aware. I understand.
Yeah.
I understand why people hate it, but there's just something about it that's still good. Yeah. It's just like the same people that like red vines. You understand why people hate it, but you think it's still
good. Okay, so see, if it were to be on the list, it'd be a C too, because we're compromised. A C for compromise.
Yep.
They have Necco wafers on there.
Oh,
Necco
wafers. I remember Necco wafers.
I don't remember these, but I know what they look like. They basically look like giant Smarties.
They're chalk.
Yeah, you were telling me they're basically flavorless Smarties that are bigger.
I remember seeing those a lot more when I was a kid, and they just didn't have a whole lot of flavor.
Yeah.
Even less than Smarties. And they're just giant wafers of less desirable Smarties.
Yeah. So they belong on this list, basically, is what you're saying.
Sorry for all the Necco candy lovers out there. I mean, God bless you.
Then the next one they have is the wax cola bottles. Did you ever have those?
Oh, yeah. I remember they had like an actual cola flavor, and then sometimes they'd have a root beer flavor one too.
Oh, disgusting.
I will say, I love root beer. I love root beer. But root beer candy is disgusting.
It is. See, that's just what it tastes like to me. Like the way you feel about the candy, that's what all root beer flavor tastes like to me. I'm like, this is disturbing.
No.
Ugh, just gross.
And they had it specifically root beer barrels. I think it was from...
I think I remember those,
What is that candy company called? Brock's?
Oh, yeah. That's the same company as the candy corn.
Yep.
They just... That's their thing. They make shitty candy.
Yeah. I like candy corn, and I'm not going to deny it. Yeah.
I'll take it back because they... the thing is, they also make those shitty butterscotch. This is why I hated butterscotch so much, because anytime I had butterscotch candy, it was those shitty yellow, like orange-yellow candy bars or little hard candies. I'm like, if this is butterscotch, this is disgusting.
It's not the best representation of butterscotch. Yeah, a lot of people love them, but...
Now that I've, widened my horizons and I've seen the world of butterscotch through your eyes...
Exactly. Now that you've become a 90-year-old person, you've opened your eyes to butterscotch.
It's amazing.
I mean, I will die in a bathtub of butterscotch.
It's really good. So I understand. Anyway, really quick, they also had those gummy mandarins, orange slices things.
Yeah.
I love those. It was one of my favorite candies.
I don't think I ever had those.
Oh,
I remember seeing them in the store, but I never had
them. Okay, picture this. It's almost like a dot, but better. It's in the shape of an orange. It's softer than a dot, so I shouldn't wouldn't compare it to a dot, but it's covered in sugar and it's really like strong orange flavor, which I know you wouldn't like.
It's really good. I can imagine it's really good. I like orange on the occasion. Yeah. It's just not my go-to flavor for candies, but I will take your word for it that it's better than dots.
Yeah, it is. Oh, for sure. The next one they have on their list is a Mary Jane's, which I have no idea what that is.
No, don't know.
So let's leave it on the list because I'm sure. The next one is Smarties.
You know what? Fuck these people.
You know, your shit on my
Stop. No. They don't deserve... How many more are on the list?
There's a couple more. Four. We're almost done.
No.
All right, let's move on. Yeah, I mean, I agree. I don't think they're the worst.
Okay, I get why people hate them. I get why people don't like it. It's compared to some other candies out there, they're pretty unremarkable.
Yeah.
But I still love how unremarkably comforting they are.
Right. Oh, the next one's licorice, which we're talking about black licorice. Absolutely.
Gross.
100% belongs there, just with like root beer flavors and all that. 100% disgusting.
My dad loves black licorice and I don't get it.
I do not understand. Like, what are we doing here, people?
I will say this, though. If you hate black licorice but love Jägermeister... There's something wrong with you. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the exact same thing. I didn't like Jägermeister. I do shots. I remember doing shots.
I guess that's the thing, is that it gets you drunk. So there's a better incentive for Jägermeister.
Also to get drunk, though. I'm just saying.
I don't know. There is something about Jägermeister, though. I think the last time I ever had Jägermeister was on my 21st birthday. Did 8 shots of it right off the bat. And
you've never been the same since.
I haven't had Jägermeister since, but I do remember. I think it was Jägermeister and Monster, which people loved back then. It was a good combo. And I hate Monster, but for some reason, both of them together were just, they went hard.
I liked it. The bad flavors canceled each other out, kinda, so it became amazing.
Yeah.
That's kind of like two ugly people having a really cute baby.
They cancel each other out, you know? two wrongs make a right.
Oh, there we go. I like that. The next one is Bit O' Honey.
I remember seeing Bit O' Honey.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've had Bit O' Honey.
If I remember correctly, it's like almost like in the shape of a Tootsie Roll, but it's like a honey flavored nougat thingy.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's one of those old timey candies to me. So yeah, I can see why it's on the list.
I would pass it up for something else pretty easily. Absolutely. If it was the only thing I had, I don't think I'd be upset eating it, but I wouldn't go out of my way to get it.
Same. And then the last one that they have is the Tootsie Roll, which again, I understand.
I agree.
I disagree, but I understand. And honorary that should be on the list should be the Crunch Bar and the Crackle Bar.
Yes.
They're just...
100%.
Not at that ain't right.
They don't even... I feel like I see less and less of the Crunch Bar. But then again, I guess I'm out of the Halloween trick-or-treating scene.
Yeah. I do wonder what it's like right now with the kids. If they actually like see a Crunch Bar, they're like, yeah, all right! Or they're like, here, Mom, you can have it.
I feel like their reaction was like, well, if I eat that, I'm going to be sick. I know I'm going to be sick for the rest of the week. So it's not even worth it.
They're like, I need that sugar high.
Yeah. They probably take it out of the package. Like, oh, shit, they made white chocolate Crunch Bars. It's not white chocolate. it's not white chocolate. It's not.
Yeah, no, it's not. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. No, I'm serious, though. You're right about that.
Yeah. It's always the Crunch Bars that have that discolored,
that white film. Just,
yeah, it's gross.
Yeah. Okay, I had a blast, and there was so much more candy too that we didn't add. Like, we didn't even talk about Payday bars because I do like Payday bars.
Yeah,
and if I were to rate it, I'd probably give it an A or B.
Yeah, I would probably stick it up there too. I mean, because that's one of the few peanut candies where they actually put salt on the peanuts.
It's actually really, really good. But yeah, so... Oh my gosh, you know what I just realized I didn't talk about? My absolute favorite candy bar? Whatchamacallits.
Oh shit, yeah.
That's S++++++++.
Yeah, whatchamacallit, they are amazing. They are amazing. They have everything you want in a candy bar. But what's the other one that's the Who's-a-Watch-It?
Oh yeah, it's a Who's-a-Watch-It.
What is that one?
I don't remember if they added like a pretzel-y type of thing to it or not. It's a little bit different, and it doesn't have, I think, the either the peanut butter or... It doesn't have one of the things that the Whatchamacallit has, but I still feel like the Whatchamacallit is superior.
It is. It's up there with Heath Bar. It's just, it's licking the heels of Heath Bar.
Oh, excuse me.
It's not quite there, but you know, it could smell its feet. It's right there.
Get out of here. Yeah. It's the best. But yeah, oh my gosh, I can't believe I forgot about that one. But yeah, I feel like there's also other candy bars that I'm not even thinking about right now. Oh, like Werther's. Werther's are pretty good. Like I like the...
But we're also talking about Halloween candy.
That's true. That's true.
It's the Halloween candy tier list. You don't get a whole lot of Werther's in Halloween.
You're right. You don't really get...
And actually, you don't really get a whole lot of Whatchamacallits either.
They don't make them a fun size. Yeah. So, yeah. These are just like the Halloween ones that you get when you go out trick-or-treating or just get them at the store. If you want to go buy like your $50 bag of candy to hand out, that's gonna be gone within 10 minutes, you know.
And maybe if you're lucky enough going through one of those rich neighborhoods, you might get a full-size candy bar, Whatchamacallit, or whatever.
Ooh, yeah. See, that's my goal, to grow up to be able to hand out Whatchamacallits.
Hand out Whatchamacallits, yes.
Yeah, king-size version.
You're basically bribing all the kids not to hit your house that night.
Yeah, please don't TP.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it is when you get
candy. It pretty much is.
Please don't egg my house.
Yeah.
It's basically pay up.
Pay up.
Yeah. All right. So don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. All the links are on the show notes, as well as the website that I'm still working on.
Check them out.
Ooh. All right. Until the next transmission. Toodaloo, fellow rebels.
Toodles. It's a holiday staple, and it belongs at least in mid-tier.
Oh, God. No.
It's a holiday staple.
No.
It's a holiday staple.
No, I can't.